First word, Jesus prays for his enemies. The second word, he answers a prayer. You know this text, there are three crosses, and Jesus is on the middle cross, and there's one on his left and one on his right. It has nothing to do with political affiliations. But there are two thieves, some say, two malefactors, two criminals. And they're not, you know, the text talks about some one of the accounts talked about thieves, but it's not related to someone who stole a loaf of bread or someone who stole anything, but it really is related to a revolutionary. Jews were a minority in the Roman Empire, if you will. And as I was doing a little bit of research, I thought, well, they were probably the Black Panther of the day. They were these guys were revolutionaries. They were fighting. They had a just cause. How many know you can have a just cause and take it too far? I think they had a just cause to fight for liberation and to fight for freedom for their people. But sometimes they probably did some things that they were not proud of. They probably killed some people. They probably, you know, they probably plotted, and they probably let power go to their head. And here they are, finally, they had been arrested. They were in jail, and now they met Jesus at Calvary. How many of you know it's a good place to meet Jesus at Calvary? And so you can be two criminals and still have a different heart. One guy said, if you are the Messiah, I mean, I heard about you, I heard about all the things that you can do, but if you are who you say you are, then save yourself and save us too. And if you can't do that, then don't bother to tell me you're Messiah. How many of you know that a crisis will bring out what's already in you? You're going through something. A crisis will bring to the surface what's in your heart. And we know that bitterness was in his heart from the beginning. And then on the other hand, I don't know if he was on the left or the right. The text says, but the other criminal, the other malefactor, the other man, prayed another kind of prayer. He prayed, when you come into your kingdom. Notice what he did not pray. He did not pray, when you come into your kingdom, let me sit on the right or let me sit on the left. You know, that was somebody else's sons. You remember that in the text? He did not pray, when you come into your kingdom, please let me hit the lotto. He did not pray, when you come into your kingdom, take care of this one or take care of this institution. He said, when you come, all I want you to do when you get into your kingdom, wherever your kingdom is, just do what? Just remember me. Just remember me. Then he starts talking about, you know, this man had done nothing. And he started rebuking the other criminal. You and I are guilty. You and I, we've messed up big time. You and I, we've done some hellish things. You and I, we deserve what we're getting. But this man has done nothing. And so he says, and the text says that he called him by name. Jesus. Most of the time, you know, you ain't that familiar. What do you mean? Only Mary calls me Jesus. But he called him Jesus. And some scholar says that he probably knew him. I don't know if he knew him or not, but I know one thing. When you get in trouble, it's a good name to remember. When you're up against it, if you don't remember Greg Jackson's name, I can't do nothing for you. I can hardly get the temperature turned up in here. But Jesus, he can save you. He can pick you up. He can turn you around. He can make a way out of no way. He can deliver. So when this malefactor prayed a personal prayer. You know, sometimes, you know, it's good to pray for others. You know, we're preachers up here. We're supposed to pray for others. But how many of you know every now and then it's all right to have a personal prayer? I think that's what our ancestors had in mind when they said, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. So he says, when you come to your kingdom, I don't deserve it, but remember me. He didn't say remember my mama and remember my kids. He said remember me. And Jesus answers him. How many of you know he'll answer prayer? He doesn't always answer right away. Sometimes you got to keep knocking on the doors of heaven. How many of you got some bloody knuckles because you just kept on knocking? You kept on asking. You knocked so long that your knuckles are bloody. But he says, this day. Look at somebody say, he can be a right now God. He says, this day thou shalt be with me in. Now, I don't know where paradise is. It's not Paradise Island like you think. That's not what Jesus had in mind. Paradise, he says, this day you shall be with me in paradise. It's, wherever it is, it's a place of forgiveness. Wherever it is, it's a place of compassion. Wherever it is, it's a place of second chances. Wherever it is, it's a place where Jesus is. And if Jesus is there, it's good enough for me. This day, you shall be with me in paradise. And so, what I like about this, because in the Baptist church, some of the other churches we teach, you know, you got to be baptized. How many of you know that this man wasn't baptized? He had time to be baptized. All he do, he had to have time to change his mind. Look at somebody and say, as long as you got time to change your heart and change your mind, as long as you got time to be transformed, as long as you got time to be changed, you might not go down in the water. You might have been sprinkled or you might have been under the water, but if your heart's been changed, you have an opportunity to go into where? I like the fact that now I had to tell you, sometimes this text has bothered me because I've seen people that I thought were lowlifes. And they've done everything that I wanted to do, but didn't have the nerve to do. And then all of a sudden at the end, they start confessing and going to heaven anyhow. I have to tell you, that really bothers me. I see I got some other witnesses out there. But when I think about it, thanks be to God that he's able to save to the utmost. Thanks be to God he can save at the last minute. Thanks be to God.